How y'all doing, y'all? It's your boy, Big June, here with another episode of the Smoker's Lounge, where sports discussions become sports debate, and so on, man. As y'all know, we're in the month of September, so it's playoff time around here, man. You got Miami and Boston squaring up, Eastern Conference Game 1. You got the Islanders and the Tampa Bay at stake, a place in the Stanley Cup for the Tampa Bay if they wrap up the series tonight. As you know, baseball's going on and all that. It's your boy, Big June, man. My head just, you know, watching the game and a lot of things just coming to my mind, man. Seeing Miami back in the Eastern Conference Finals, minus LeBron and all that, it just gave me back flashbacks of the time when, you know, when the Knicks were relevant and we went to war with Miami. The Pat Riley days, you know what I'm saying? Ewing and Alonzo Mourning going at it. Tim Hardaway, you know, P.J. Brown flipping Charlie Ward. When the Garden was really electrified, but actually stood and meant for something. You know what I'm saying? When the place was rocking. What happened to those days, man? You know, it's like no one knows what's going to happen with these Knicks, and it's crazy, man. But listen, all I know is that, you know, we miss those 90s editions of the Knicks, man. We miss them. The fiery intensity, the great defense, the leadership, Ewan, Oakley, Anthony Mason, Starks, them boys, you know, you can pencil them in for like 50-plus wins every season. A playoff berth. It's just crazy to think that how far we fell off the map as far as professional basketball goes. And, you know, shout out to Brooklyn and all that, and Kyrie and KD out there and all that. But, you know, New York is really all and always going to be a Knick town. You know what I'm saying? It might not be painted in orange and blue due to the circumstances going on with the team struggling. But make no mistakes about it, man. And I'm from Brooklyn. And again, shout out to them and all that, man. But really, it's about the New York Knicks, man. I'm telling you, man. The blue and orange. And it's sad that, you know, with all the players that went across all these frustrating years for the Marlberries and Steve Francis, Zach Randolphs, Jamal Crawfords, the Eddie Currys, and it's all left to the same shit, man. Nothing but losing. It's a losing coach out there, man. What about that 90s edition, man? The all, you know what I mean? The heart, the intensity, the playoffs. You know, Ewing, Sprewell, Allen Houston. You remember them days? Remember those players? How great the atmosphere at the Garden used to be? It ain't the same no more, man. And, you know, it's a damn shame. And James Dolan, you got to ask yourself, man, like, what are you really doing with the game and the team, man? And you just running it down to shit-ems. Like, it doesn't even matter to you, right? You know, we got these young boy R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson, but, you know, can't really see much coming out from the Knicks right now, man. So I don't see us being competitive for the next 3 to 5 years, man. And that's how I feel right about it. But, you know, getting back to the days of the Ewings, the Oakleys, the Van Gundy, the Wars. Let's not forget, man, you know, Jordan, he stopped a lot of superstars, a lot of super teams from reaching that pinnacle in the league, man. You know, not only the Knicks, the Pacers, the Heat, and every other body else in the NBA that he tortured for them 6 championships. And shout out to Mike and the Bulls and all that. But, you know, Chicago knew that when the playoff time come, you know, sooner or later, you'll face up and match up against the New York Knicks, and it was classical matchups. And yeah, Jordan dominated, and they took it to the next level with us. But who could forget those incredible moments we had in those playoffs matchups? You understand? The dunk was when Starks dunked on Jordan and Horace Grant. You know, how about the 4-point play from Larry Johnson against the Pacers? Remember those wars? Remember those battles? This shit is crazy when you think about it, man. It's just like, you know, after the 99 season, we made an appearance in the finals, and like everything else has just been, you know, a big blur. You know, shout out to Carmelo and Stats and the year they had when Tyson Chandler won the Defensive Player of the Year, and we made the second round of the playoffs before we got eliminated by the Pacers. But it's insane. That feeling is gone. I understand that, you know, the days of the Garden rocking, they over. Unfortunately, I don't see them coming no time soon either. But think about it. Imagine if we could have pushed forward and had at least one championship while Ewing was there. Yeah, he made 2 appearances. Unfortunately, you know, the 99, you know, he was hurt, so he ain't really go out battle against San Antonio. But you know, the battle with him and Olajuwon in 94, man. You know, some people say that Olajuwon bust his ass and it could have went either or, but you know, it was more competitive. And you know, it was just, you know, the better team won, I guess. But through the years, through the 90s especially, you know, we were competitive. Like I said before, you know, you could pencil us in 50 wins, 55, you know, a playoff appearance, second round, maybe an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. And you know, something like that, you know, those days are gone. And it's sad when you look at the evolution and the demise of New York sports in general. Because, you know, in the Garden, there's two teams that occupy that. And neither of them is bringing anything to the table. So you think about what's going on with the Rangers as well. And yes, the Rangers have been more competitive than the Knicks have. Yes, they have. But it's still a losing culture. And, you know, in New York in general right now, it's like a big black cloud over sports, you know. You know, the Mets, they made the World Series a couple of years ago. And, you know, they lost to Kansas City. And, you know, Eli got the two Super Bowls over Brady. But on the raw, you know, New York sports scene is looking real bad, man. And it's led by the New York Knicks, man. It's like we are laughing stock. Just think about it. When's the last time the Knicks have been really competitive? With Carmelo? Because, you know, as far as I remember, man, people, you know, they argue, they hated Carmelo. But Carmelo, you know, he brought onto the team. And it was a dynamic effect when he came to the Knicks. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out. But that was the last team that was really resemblance of any competitive team as far as New York Knicks go, right? And now, you know, we can't win the draft. We can't get a top five pick. And if we do, we can't get it right. So many draft picks have been traded. So many players have been traded. And it's equal to the same shit. Right? You think about meaningful trades, like when the Knicks traded Anthony Mason for Larry Johnson, or when the Knicks traded for Sprewell coming off suspension, right? Those are meaningful trades. It brought impact to the team. It kept that franchise running, right? Alongside Ewan. Some may say that, you know, Ewan deserved to have a second superstar behind. And, you know, unfortunately, he never really had that. But he led the way for great, great Knicks teams. And he anchored us for years. And, you know, side by side with him, Oakley. And, you know, a lot of point guards came and gone. But, you know, for Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland, Charlie Ward, Chris Childs, it was just, you know, never really solidified that position as well. But the 90s Knicks, with no mistake about it, was a dominant team. Really had nothing to show for it, so you could call them like the Atlanta Braves of basketball, right? Well, at least Atlanta won one. But, you know, we were just competitive. And it started with Van Gundy. We took over Pat Riley. The coach was set, you know, future coaches on that roster, on that coaching staff with Tom Thibodeau, a couple other guys, and, you know, that Knicks team was ferocious. The defense set the tone many nights, and, you know, Starks electrified a guard, and you remember Hubert Davis, and, you know, it's a lot of players that came across, you know, with the Knicks. You know, we drafted some, and we had a couple that were, you know, John Wallace, the Dante Jones. At that time, you know, in the late middle 90s, early 90s, the Knicks were competitive teams, so our first round picks were always late in the first round. So, you know, trying to find the best time that they could as far as that goes. But what happened to the Knicks and them glorious days when we competed for championships, that we played on a high level, night in, night out, when the Garden really was rocking? So you just think about it, man. It's just like, it's crazy, you know what I mean? And I had a conversation with my boy the other day, and it was just like, you know, you remember those Knick games, and you remember when we was going to the weak spot and he interrupted a Knick game because OJ got called, or he was on a highway with the Bronco situation and all that. What was that, in the finals and shit against the Rockets? And shout out to OJ too, man. But, you know, those were the glorious days for the Knicks, man. In the 90s, you know, we were one of the premier teams in the NBA. Unfortunately, those days is over. And yes, we didn't win a championship, but we competed for two of them. We appeared in two finals, and you know, a little quick story, man. At 9-9, man, your boy June was at Elmira, and you know, that Nick run, you know, I made some money out that, man, you know. Had a lot of cigarettes, Newports at my disposal and stuff like that, man. So, you know, your boy Big June was breaking it up, cashing in, man. As you know, the Knicks in 1999 was the first eighth seed to make it to the finals. You know, we knocked out the number one, the number two, I think, and the number four, if I'm correct. So, you know, it was crazy. And, you know, I just didn't bet on that series against the Spurs because it was like, you know, Ewing was out and that Twin Towers with Robinson and Duncan, you know. And, you know, we played a hard out and we did the best we could. You know, Marcus Camby, Houston, Sprewell, you know, they made New York proud. Unfortunately, they couldn't come with the title and bring it back home. But, you know, nonetheless, no one thought that would be the decline of New York basketball as far as the Knicks go, right? Because it's crazy just to think that right now no one wants to sign to the Knicks. No one wants to get traded to the Knicks. No one is going to take our money and run with it like C.J. Mosley did with the Jets. But that's a different topic and another situation going on. But, you know, just thinking about the history, the tradition that the Knicks had, you know, at one point they were tied or one of the teams tied with Portland and a couple other teams for the most consecutive playoff appearances. And, you know, it was phenomenal just to think that night, you know, every year, you know, the Knicks are coming and, you know, pencil us in. We're making a playoff spot. We're going to push the Bulls to the brink. You know, we're going to eliminate Reggie and them boys. We're going to make it, you know, a two-man team in the East. And you know, at one point, it really was about the Knicks and Bulls, you know, and everyone knows the story behind that one, how Jordan dominated it. But Jordan dominated everybody, man. It is what it is. But those Knicks teams from the 90s, man, like, wow, just thinking about it, like, you got to go to Madison Square Garden or MSG Network and see one of the highlight old memories, you know, one of those old games and shit like that. It's pathetic, man. You kind of think about it, like, you know. Some people say that James Dolan should trade, you know, he should sell the team and he doesn't care. And the people he hires are not basketball minds. And he had an infatuation with Isaiah Thomas that no one really gets. And the scandals and all the bad trades and publicity that rocked the garden. And it was just crazy, man. And it's just like, sometimes you just come to the conclusion that, you know, as long as he's filling up the seats and people buying him beers and purchasing tickets and merchandise online at the stadium, he really doesn't give a fuck. So, you know, as far as us diehard Knicks fans, you know, we stuck in the quicksand. And it's like, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? Should you root for Brooklyn? Or should you abandon ship in general like every other person does? Because the 90s is done. Ewing is gone. You know, shout out to Ewing, head coach out there in Georgetown. Hopefully you turn that program around. But it's just crazy, man, that, you know, those 90s days are gone, man. Leaves Knicks fans all numb. Not knowing when's the next time we're going to be competitive. Forget about even competing for a championship. We're not even on a competitive level. It's like we can't get nothing right. So you need diehard fans like me, Big June, thirsting and wanting more. And feeding for them back for them days of Ewing and Oakley and Mason. Them days of, you know, Van Gundy. Shit, it's just crazy, man. But, you know, eventually they'll turn it around, man. And hopefully I'm alive for that, man. Because it's crazy just to think about that 90s team, man. The Spree Wells, the Allen Houstons, the John Starks, the Charlie Ward, the Chris Childs. You know, the guys who was getting it done. The blue collar heart and those players. You know what I'm saying? We ain't take no shit from niggas. We brung it on a constant basis, on a nightly basis. And we didn't care who the opponent was. Who it was, we were there. And we came to play. And, you know, we threw the hands and we had to. We rumbled. It was all about that. And that was one of the beauties of that 90s Knicks team, man. It's crazy, man. You guys remember when Chris Childs, two-piece Kobe? You know, the infamous fight, the flip on Charlie Ward with P.J. Brown? You know? It just goes on and on. Like, it's just sad that competitive fire is gone. You know, remember John Starks and Reggie Miller, Starks and Jordan, jawing at each other? Or how about the bro we had with Phoenix, where Greg Anthony came off the bench and gave someone a two-piece without the biscuit? Remember those days? Like, teams knew when you played that Knicks team, you better bring it. It's going to be a physical game, and you better bring it. And that's how it was, man. Those were the good old days, man, and they gone. And it's sad that, you know, we got to reminisce on shit like a Mary J. Blige reminiscing on the old days and when we were successful. It's crazy, man, because you would never think a city and a market such as New York was so such a pitiful product. And it's pathetic the way James Dolan has sabotaged the Garden, the Mecca basketball, and everything that was great about it, to right now being the laughingstock of the NBA. You know, you still got dudes like Kevin Durant want to put his little 2 cents in and talk shit and a little comment. And for what? Don't worry about the Knicks, man. You ain't want to come. You ain't want to wear the orange and blue. That's cool, my dude. Do you? You in Brooklyn. You with Kyrie. Shout out to Brooklyn. That's the home team. That's always going to be the home team. But New York is always going to be a Knick town. And y'all ain't win nothing yet, so you ain't proved nothing yet. So with all that mumbo-jumbo talking shit, oh, this is Brooklyn, ah. That's cute. Win something first. Compete at the level that the Knicks did. Do something. Because y'all look good on paper. But is you going to win something? Yeah, I know I sound like a hater right now because the Knicks ain't shit right now. But when you talk about tradition and history, you know, Brooklyn, you need to have that. Solidify it. You know, maybe shut me up. Win a championship. Make an Eastern Conference Finals appearance with KD and Kyrie. Do something. But like I said, man, New York is always going to be, New York is always going to be an orange and blue. It's always going to be a Knick town, man. And, you know, shout out to Ewan. Shout out to Jeff Van Gundy. Shout out to John Starks, man. Shout out to that whole foundation, that team, man. Rest in peace to Anthony Mason, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. Sound like, you know, a broken record. I'm just frustrated and I just really can't think of much so I can really say that I can say without censoring myself, man, because it's like, it's fucking bullshit, man, when you think about it. All the bullshit that goes on in the Knicks, man, all the scandals and every crazy shit, like, what happened to us? That 90s team was the model of consistency. Besides the Bulls, besides the Utah Jazz, who was competitive, consistent like that in the league? I'll wait. You know what it is, man. Niggas want to shit on Ewan. Ewan is arguably one of the greatest centers to ever suit up. And yeah, he ain't win a championship, but a lot of other great players didn't either. And all the blame can be placed on Ewan. You know, he missed the finger roll. Some say he was hurt. Some say he wasn't. Hey, but listen, man. God gave you everything, man. He laid his heart out on the court every night. And we all know that. And you know that, you know, Starks, he was cool. And he had his moments, but he wasn't a bona fide superstar, a second superstar like a Scottie Pippen, someone you could count on that Ewan desperately needed at that time, man. And, you know, when they got Allen Houston and Sprewell, man, Ewan already was at the end of his career, man. The injuries were catching up to him. And, you know, basically had New York on his back for so long, man, he started to crack. But could you blame him? It's just that 90s team, man. It was something about that 90s team, man, that, you know, we get into the playoffs. And, you know, you try to hope that you avoid Jordan and the Bulls, man. But everybody else, they knew what it was, man. And some like myself, some fans like myself, man, you know, we had to look forward. I look forward to the battles with Chicago, man. That brought the best out of us, man. And unfortunately, you know, we ain't get it. But every other team in the Eastern Conference knew what it was, man. And Jordan knows, he respected the Bulls, and he knew what it was. He knew where the competition was at in the late in the Eastern Conference at that time, man. You know, some will argue that, you know, whoever wins that Bulls-Knicks finals matchup would eventually win the NBA championship. Like, that's a question, like, we'll never know. We'll never get answered. You know, obviously we lost to Houston. But if we could have made a couple of more finals appearances, do you think the New York Knicks would have won one? Who knows, right? It's all kind of sounds like a myth, like, you know, it just sounds crazy. And the boy, you know, just been a frustrated Knicks fan for a long time, man. It's just like, I could run to Brooklyn, man, because, you know, it's a team over there, man. You know, but my heart's always going to be orange and blue, man. I'm a stubborn man, man. stubborn, ignorant men, sometimes they say, man, you know, that's the life as a Jet and a Nick fan, man. The struggle is real. And you know, who knows what we're going to do with this draft pick this year. And hopefully R.J. Barrett progresses and becomes a solidified star in the league. And Mitchell Robinson, you know, that 1-2 punch can lead us to the promised land or take us to the playoffs back and make us a respectable competitive team. But the barometer and the standard as far as the New York Knicks go was those New York Knicks teams of the 90s, led by Patrick Ewing. We all know that. We miss those days, those glory days. Yeah, I know. We ain't win the championship, so I shouldn't be bragging about it. But compared to what we see now, compared to the product on the court for the last, what, 10, 15 years, this shit is ridiculous. And now, you know, we can't even win the draft. We can have all the ping pongs we want. We're not winning the draft. The lottery, you know, that was a one-time thing for us, I guess, man, when we landed Ewing. Because everything else and everything since, it's just been a big blur. Yeah, we got it right a couple of times with draft picks and a couple of trades and signings that went right and went wide. But for the long part, for the most part, right now, here and now, it's like once James Dolan's father stepped down and Dave Checkets and Ernie Grunfeld were exited out the building, they went to competitiveness too. They went to winning ways, the winning culture, the locker room, the leadership, everything just went and disappeared. And it was just like, wow, what happened to the New York Knicks? What happened to the beloved star New York Knicks? It's just crazy when you think about it. Really don't have an explanation besides, you know, lack of leadership that starts on the top, man. And, you know, after Jeff Van Gundy left, man, that fucking carousel of a coaching list is crazy, man. From Larry Brown to Mike D'Antoni, you know, Don Chaney, Derek Fisher, Jeff Hornacek. It's just so frustrating and disgusting when I keep naming these names, man. Mike Miller, now we got Tom Thibodeau. You know, maybe Tom Thibodeau could restore the feeling back in New York, man. He was on the bench and one of Van Gundy's assistant coaches back in the days when we were, or we resembled the team, a competitive one at that. So, you know, it's just crazy when you start thinking about it and all the miscues that's happening at the Garden, man. You know, I was happy when they brought home Stephon Marbury. And I was looking forward to what he was going through as a Knick. And he gave us some stuff and scandals, and he was too outspoken. And James Dolan didn't like that. So they squeezed him out. And, you know, for some reason he had that infatuation with Isaiah Thomas, an obsession that he just couldn't let go of Isaiah. Yeah, I know Isaiah was a great basketball player, a Hall of Famer. But what did he do? Because what was he, the first general manager in Toronto for the Raptors? No, he drafted, he's decent. But overall, Isaiah was a bad experiment. And, you know, me personally, I wouldn't even have him around my women's professional basketball team. And I don't even know if he's still associated with the Liberty. But, you know, shout out to the New York Liberty, man. Hopefully they turn it around, too. It's just like a bad, bad feeling, a bad aura, bad everything around the Mecca, around the Garden. Just think about it, man. Even the New York Liberty suck. It's crazy to think about New York basketball being so horrendous, so atrocious. It's just sad, man. It's a sad day, man. And, you know, I want to do another episode, man, about New York sports in general, man. The demise of the New York sports teams, man. It's crazy when you think about it, man. Just listen to me for a second, man. You know, with the exception of the Yankees, have been competitive, but they haven't won a World Series since 2009. You know, all these New York teams are just looking horrible. You know, some of them have respectable seasons and make the playoffs from time to time, but it's not the same. It wasn't as consistent as the 1990s Knicks were. And, you know, the Yankees took the 90s over as far as the New York team winning championship and all that. But let's not forget the New York Knicks are right second place, right under the Yankees. And we're competitive and we're a force as well, man. And it's crazy, bro, that, you know, you have to relive those moments going to MSG and watching a throwback game and just going to YouTube and Google some bullshit game or something. Like, you know, now it's just like you don't even want to watch the game, you know? Like, you couldn't give me a ticket to go for free. I'll probably land in front of the guard and scout that shit, man. It's like, I don't even want to play the beat no more, man. It's just like, wait a minute. Cue the music, man. This shit is crazy. Think about what's going on, man. And, like, everything that's transpired in the last 15 to 20 years, as far as the New York Knicks go, man, it's fucking pathetic, man, when you think about it. Not in my wildest dream, but I think I'd be standing here talking shit, complaining about my New York Knicks. You know, I understand them days of viewing Oakley Mason and them boys, you know, controlling. This is over. You know, it's like I'm stuck in the 90s, but I'm not, man. But it just comes, it's hard to just fathom what's going on with my beloved New York Knicks team. And, you know, some people abandon ship, and rightfully so, and you can do that, and that's cool. But, you know, for the diehard stubborn fans such as myself, man, where do we go? Do we stay supportive? Is the glass half full, or is it empty? Or did it just spill out? Because, you know, everyone says as long as James Dolan there, including myself, he is the problem. He needs to go. You need to bring somebody that cares about basketball, that has a passion for the game, that loves the game, that understands the games, the in and outs, and every little nuisance about it. Check it, man. It's not that hard, man. You guys, you know, you put a dollar sign. Dollar sign doesn't guarantee championships. It doesn't even guarantee the winning season. But, you know, right now, it's like no Band-Aid is going to cure. There is no cure. There is no quick fix for the New York Knicks. So I guess we just stuck on reminiscing about that great 90s team, right? The New York days, the Ewing, Pat Riley, even though he abandoned ship, you know, Jeff Van Gundy. Shout out to Van Gundy, man. How many coaches you see holding on to a big-ass player's leg, man, while niggas just throwing punches ferociously at each other, you know? And that was part of the aura and the heart and everything they stood for New York. Just think about it, man. But know that, you know, those days, they're gone. And, you know, there's a couple of rumors talking about Knicks might want to get Chris Paul or John Wall, one of these guys, you know, whatever, man. It won't be the first pro to contract that we sign, that we get and got stuck with. And it is what it is, man. But right now, I just want to know, man, how do you feel about what's transpiring in New York? With the New York Knicks. Felt like they've been hit by the Titanic, man. Iceberg, man. Because it's crazy. Just to see how a team could be up and be down, but stay down for so long the way we have in New York, one of the biggest markets in the world, with money to fucking burn, and these guys can't get it done. I just don't understand that, man. It's crazy when you think about all the stuff that's happened in New York, man. You know, with Carmelo, you know, that trade took a lot of assets and chips that we had, man, that we could have built around, and he could have came as free agency. It's a lot of bonehead moves the Knicks made, man, and will continue to make, man. And, you know, again, that 90s team, yeah, we didn't win no championships, but we made 2 finals appearances, man. And we were competitive. And you can pencil us in for a playoff spot. Pencils in for winning the Atlantic Division. And it was just like, you know, oh, man, here we come, baby. Once May and June come, you know, playoffs, NBA, New York was crazy, man, because the Knicks is there. Everybody knew that. And it's just sad, man. It's sad. It's not real. It's pathetic. It's a fucking joke. And, you know, it's like a nightmare that you can't wake up from, man. And shout out to all the New York Knicks fans, man. You know, good days will come, man. Eventually, they'll turn it around, man. Who knows when? I don't. But I know one thing. Your boy, P. June, he bleed orange and blue, man. And I'm going to ride that wave, man, until I crash, man. And that's what it is, man. And that's what it's been. And it's going to continue to be that way, man. Your boy, June, Smokers Lounge, I love y'all. And, you know, just then, that's a frustration right now, man, watching these games and just thinking about how my team was once a competitive playoff team. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to KD and Kyrie and them, man. Because I got to win something first before you take over this city, man. This city belongs to the Knicks, man. It's an orange and blue city, whether you like it or not, man. It's your boy, Big June Smokers Lounge, man. I'm out, y'all. One love, man.